The commission investigating the September 11 terrorist attacks says that no one person seemed to be in charge of the emergency response at the World Trade Center. The commission is holding 2 days of hearings in New York City. Yesterday, members praised firefighters, police, and rescue workers for their bravery, but they say a lack of coordination added to the day's confusion. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
With several hundred relatives of 9/11 victims in the audience, the commission opened its two-day hearing in New York with a sobering video account of the first 100 minutes of the attack. The picture presented was one of chaos as those in the Twin Towers tried to figure out what to do. Stairwells were shut off by the impact of the planes, roof doors were locked, and people were given conflicting advice. Stanley Premnath was in the South Tower, the second one to be hit.
As we're about to exit the building through the turnstile first, the security guard looks at me and says, "Where you guys are going?" I said, "Well, I'm going home." "Why?" "I saw fireballs coming down." "No, your building is safe, it's secure. Go back to your office."
Emergency responders also had trouble communicating with each other. In one case, a fire chief was unable to work a major piece of equipment that would have helped commanders talk with firefighters who had gone to upper floors. Evacuation orders did not reach many first responders, and a police helicopter's observation that the North Tower appeared likely to collapse was never relayed to firefighters. Commanders on the scene say they had limited knowledge of what was going on around them, including that one of the towers had already collapsed. Alan Reese is a former official with the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey who was on the scene that day.
"We had no information at the police desk. The people at home watching on the TV knew more than we did."
While members of the commission expressed sympathy with the overwhelming task confronting police and firefighters, they also expressed frustration that there wasn't a better system in place. Commissioner John Layman, a former Navy secretary, criticized the lack of coordination and called the city's emergency response system dysfunctional.
"I think it's a scandal that the fire commissioner has no line authority. It's a scandal that there's nobody that has clear line authority and accountability for a crisis of the magnitude that we're going to have to deal with in the years ahead."
His remarks drew applause from audience members, many of whom wore pictures of their loved ones. But former New York Fire Commissioner Thomas Von Essen took issue with the criticism.
"You make it sound like everything was wrong about September 11th or the way we function. I think it's outrageous that you make a statement like that. Yes, were there isolated incidents where a police officer, an aggressive emergency service guy, and an aggressive guy from our rescues is trying to take control of an incident? Yes, and we worked all of those out."
Von Essen and other current and former city officials told the panel that problems, especially those reported to exist between the police and fire departments, had been overblown. They said the city's emergency response agencies have taken great strides since the September 11th attacks to improve coordination and training and to upgrade communications equipment. They also noted a new system announced last week by Mayor Michael Bloomberg that's intended to clear up confusion about who's in charge when there's a major disaster. But Commission Co-Chair Lee Hamilton questioned former Port Authority Police Chief Joseph Morris about whether the new system will actually make things better.
"In most of these scenes, there's mass confusion. You really don't know what the core problem is, correct?"
"Correct."
"So the guideline doesn't clear it up?"
"Not fully."
The commission hopes to recommend ways to improve the city's emergency response system when it issues its final report this summer. Pam Fessler, NPR News, New York.